St. John Vianney says, "Praise be to Jesus. My little daughter, child of God, I have been sent to dictate to you this novena for all priests. It is given to me at the command of the Eternal Now to be prayed for the strengthening of the Church from within, through the intercession of the United Hearts. It will return many priests who are compromising their vocations to the path of righteousness, the path of holy love. Each day, the following prayer should be recited. I beseech you, blessed United Hearts of the Most Holy Trinity, together with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, help me in all my weaknesses and imperfections. Remind me always that my vocation is a gift from you. Assist me in being an image of divine love to all those I minister to. Give to me the gift of touching even the most hardened souls. Amen." Day 1. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the infinite power and grace of the United Hearts, I ask for the grace of desiring to be holy. Strengthen this desire in every present moment, so that I can inspire deep personal holiness in those I minister to. Increase my love for you, dear United Hearts. Amen. Day 2. Most Holy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, help me to inspire those entrusted to my care with this desire towards personal holiness. Give me holy boldness to fill the hearts of my flock with this desire. Help me to inspire them by my own example. Amen. Day 3. Most Worthy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, never allow me to forget that as a priest, it is my duty to make the sacraments available to my flock. For it is the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and confession, that protect and encourage personal holiness, and which strengthen whole parishes. Knowing this, I must encourage frequent confession, as well as Eucharistic adoration. I must never limit their availability out of selfish use of my own time. Help me, dear United Hearts, to place others' spiritual welfare ahead of my own ease. Amen. Day 4. Most Holy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as a priest, help me to help my flock to grow in virtue, for the virtues are the building blocks of personal holiness. Help me, dear United Hearts, to educate my flock as to the importance of holy love in the present moment, for all virtue is based on holy love. Amen. On May 20th, 2009, St. John Vianney gave the following message and prayer for Day 5. St. John Vianney says, "Praise be to Jesus. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the United Hearts of the Holy Trinity, priests must pray to please God and live in harmony with the will of God. This is the dictate of holy love, holy humility. These two virtues are companions. One cannot exist in the soul without the other. The depth of either is dependent upon the depth of the other. Each day, priests are tested in these two virtues. Let this be the priest's prayer. Day 5. Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Most Holy United Hearts, let me not fail in any test of holy love or holy humility. I must realize that the test is the opportunity God gives me to practice every virtue. I pray to accept the graces I am given to succeed in every test. I pray to be able to teach others to do so. Amen." Day 6. Most Holy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, today I pray that any disordered desire to be popular with people be taken from my heart. I will not place love of money ahead of shepherding my flock. I will trust in God's divine provision. I pray for courage and holy boldness to speak out against all sin, even the sins that have been carried by Satan into the political arena, such as abortion, same-sex marriage, euthanasia, and embryonic stem cell research. Lord, give to me a righteous tongue. Amen. Day 7. Most worthy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as a priest, help me always to realize the value of self-effacement and poverty of spirit. Help me never to place myself first, my own needs, or my own feelings. My personal holiness depends upon my efforts to place God and others first. Assist me, dear United Hearts, in detaching from the false gods of reputation, material gain, and intellectual pride, for these are the doorways that liberalism uses to destroy vocations. I petition you, United Hearts, protect me from these traps. Amen. Day 8. Most Holy United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, help me always to speak and to teach through the Spirit of Truth. In this age of compromise, I need your assistance in combating all heresy against the tradition of faith. Help me to stand firm in all that the Catechism teaches, and never to alter my views to please others. Amen. Day 9. All worthy, all loving United Hearts, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I, your faithful priest, beg your assistance in preparing my flock for the triumphant return of Jesus. I understand that Jesus' victory will be a victory of holy and divine love. Assist me in any effort of propagating these messages of holy and divine love, for I see they are scripturally sound and based on truth. I must encourage others to live in holy love, for this is the gateway to the New Jerusalem and the path of salvation. Safeguard my heart against discouragement. Fill me with holy boldness. Amen.